mass atomic, spectromatic, inotropic, electromagnetic, environmental, noodle.
Storms are roaring, though the sky be falling, and your rides be stalling. You know,
hostile spectators want, honest spectators want,
adventures calling. What's in store's not boring. Won't you come and join in? Because
the Nuga Flugel Adventures. Welcome to La Vie University, where anything can and does happen. This is no ordinary place of learning. It is a wonderful, fantabulous, yet mysterious institution where students learn about God, about themselves, and about the true way of adventurous life lived to the max. What are you waiting for? Come and join our students now as they embark on the ride of their lives, because life is not a spectator sport.
Okay, guys, we have to fix the machine.
Yes, you're right.
I spent all night researching this, and all we need to do to replace the machine's damaged proton accelerator,
yes,
with a concentrated particle accelerator, otherwise known as a hadron collider.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You have this all figured out, do you?
Yes, I do.
Did your reading show you that if the particles aren't contained, it could ultimately destroy the universe?
Whoa, the universe? That's not good.
I didn't get to that part. I'll figure it out as I'm going along. It's all easy peasy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's that proton accelerator? Dundee, where did you hide the proton accelerator? I look everywhere, but I can't
find
it. You must have hidden it.
Don't you know your way around a Nuga Flugel engine? If you lift the floor panel under the flight deck, you will see it behind the synchrotron. But it's not very easy to get to. Synchrotron.
I think it may be best for you to fix it. But it all seemed a lot simpler when I read about it last night.
You see, JP, some things can't be learned purely from the theory books. I can't even always explain how I know how to fix things. Sometimes you just feel it. There, easy peasy.
Maybe we should take the machine out for a test drive. Flumfer, hop on your seat at the back.
Why must I always sit on the exercise bike at the back of the machine? You guys get all the comfortable seats up front. Not fair. And JP, you left all these drawers and cupboards open back here. Drawers. Ow! And this one is stuck. Hey. As I pushed this drawer back, a hidden side panel in the wall opened, and it looks like there's something inside it.
What's in there? Take it out. Let's see, Sammy.
Whoa, guys.
What?
Look. It's an old, a very old piece of dirty paper.
You mean like a scroll? Let me see. Give it here.
No, it's mine. I found it.
So open it, Sammy. Open it.
Whoa.
What?
There's faded writing on it.
Yes.
And it looks like some drawings as well.
Drawings? You mean like a map?
Yeah, you may be right. Yes, it is a map. An old map. Oh, could it be a treasure map?
Leading to all kinds of pretty, shiny, sparkly jewels and treasure.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't believe it. This could actually be a genuine treasure map.
Oh, but it's only half a map. It looks like it's been torn down the middle, and we're missing the X that marks the spot where the treasure is.
That's not helpful. But let's look at what we do have.
Well, the heading on the map says, Ophir, lost land of legendary treasure.
Ophir? I've never heard of Ophir. Has anyone else heard of Ophir?
No, but why don't we do a search using the machine?
You can do that?
Whoa.
Well, let me type it in and see what happens.
Okay.
Ophir, lost land of legendary treasure.
Legend has it that Ophir was the source of the wise and extremely wealthy King Solomon's gold mines. Vast quantities of this gold were used in the construction of the temple and King Solomon's palace. The Bible does not reveal the exact location of these mines. Its location has perplexed archaeologists and treasure hunters for thousands of years, turning it into one of the world's greatest and yet undiscovered treasures.
Undiscovered treasures? King Solomon's gold mines?
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yes, but that doesn't really help. No one seems to know where this place is.
But we have half a map. It's maybe half, I could scan it into the machine's processing unit and let it figure it out.
Do that.
I know, it's so exciting.
Scanning. Map of legendary Orpha gold mines. Possible location near the town of Nejo in western Ethiopia, south of the Blue Nile.
We've got the map, we've got the machine, we've got the coordinates. How about we take a test drive to Nejo, Ethiopia?
Great idea.
Yeah.
Shlumpfe, go to your own seat.
Oh, man. But I was thinking, since I found the map, I could sit up front for a change.
Yes, but you found the map where? At the back. So go to the back.
Oh, man. Why must I always sit on the exercise bike?
Starboard hatch.
And so our three intrepid explorers are on their way to Nejo, Ethiopia, in search of the legendary gold mines of Ophir. They will need to have their wits about them, as unexpected dangers may lie in wait for them. Be sure not to miss out on the next exciting episode of the Nuga Flugel Adventures.
Nuga Flugel!
Hey, Schlumpfer here. Check out our website, flugel.co.za. That's FLOGAL.co.za. See you there!